smashing display cases and rapidly grabbing priceless crown jewelry. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
France's President Emmanuel Macron vowed to catch the thieves. Earlier this year, he had announced an 800 million euro makeover for the Louvre that was meant in part to secure the collection that's still on the drawing board.
The thieves escaped on scooters. President Trump says the ceasefire in Gaza is holding. This after Israel carried out deadly strikes after saying Hamas killed two of its soldiers. Negotiators Jared Kushner and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff told 60 Minutes' Leslie Stahl they have no conflicts of interest in the Middle East.
The eventual rebuilding of Gaza will be a monumental project. That the two businessmen running the negotiations have deep financial ties in the Middle East, specifically in Qatar, has raised ethical concerns.
Steve nor I will be involved in awarding contracts or figuring out who does business, in Gaza after.
Well, from my standpoint, Leslie, I'm not in business anymore.
But your family is.
But I've divested. Like Jared, I receive no salary and I pay all my own expenses.
This past Monday, the Israeli hostages, all 20, were home in Israel.
There have now been 7 known U.S. attacks on boats in the Caribbean. The Trump administration says were carrying drugs and were linked to Al-Qaeda. Over 30 people have died. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the missions are beginning to generate bipartisan concern.
I think it's an effort by the administration to compare it to Al-Qaeda, obviously to drum up domestic support for the use of force in this fashion. The 2001 authorization for the use of military force was passed by Congress, and it authorized the president to specifically attack Al-Qaeda. There's been no effort by the administration to even to begin to initiate legislation in the Congress to give them similar type of authority.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced a mobilization of city resources and streamlined red tape ahead of the Olympic and Paralympic Games there. She talked with KNX about that and dealing with President Trump.
Anybody is a challenge, but, you know, it's my job to talk about what we have done successfully and how much more we have to go. And in a few months, in less than a year, we will have the World Cup here. So my focus is on continuing to reduce homelessness, reduce crime, and prepare our city to welcome the world in a few short months.
2 people died in a Sunday afternoon small plane crash in Erie County, Colorado. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At the Vatican Sunday, Pope Leo canonized new saints.
Pope Leo canonized 7 people during a mass at the Vatican on Sunday, giving both Venezuela and Papua New Guinea their first saints. The new saints included an ex-satanic priest, 3 nuns who dedicated their lives to the poor and sick, a Venezuelan known as the Doctor of the Poor, and an archbishop killed in the Armenian genocide. The Pope said the new saints kept the lamp of faith burning. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday night that the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to bring down prices for consumers here. U.S. beef prices have been high for reasons including drought and reduced imports from Mexico because of a flesh-eating pest in the cattle herds there. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather. with your forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear and breezy with a low around 41. Windy with lots of sun for Monday, highs near 65. Southwest winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30 at times. Monday night, showers and blustery with a low around 47. Currently, 42 degrees.
Oh, mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Blowing through the jasmine in my mind. sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. To love you like I love the shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. In this group, it's just great balls of fire. You like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my hill and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show, a great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Oh,
hear hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Ooh.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump blames what he called some rebels within Hamas for breaking the ceasefire in Gaza, which sparked Israeli strikes. The ceasefire is back on, with humanitarian aid shipments resuming today. And correspondent Matt Piper reports the administration is optimistic the peace plan will survive.
Even with that ceasefire strain, President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner tells 60 Minutes he hopes it holds from this point forward.
The success or failure of this will be if Israel and this international mechanism is able to create a viable alternative. If they are successful, Hamas will fail, and Gaza will not be a threat to Israel in the future.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says once the deal was agreed to, the Israelis and Qataris began to hug each other.
And I thought to myself, I wish the world could have seen it.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Saturday's national No Kings demonstration seemed to have gotten under President Trump's skin, as CBS's Willie James Inman tells us.
This weekend, Organizers of the No Kings protest say 7 million people turned out across the country to rally against President Trump and his policies. Trump wasted no time trolling the protests with posts on social media, including one depicting himself flying a fighter jet and dumping brown sludge on protesters.
President Trump suggested last night that the Donbas region